He's the man constantly treading a delicate line between Donald Trump and Europe. But NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte swung largely in the favour of the US as he addressed the European Parliament in Brussels on Monday.
If anyone thinks here, again, that the European Union or Europe as a whole can defend itself without the US, keep on dreaming. You can't. We can't. We need each other.
Strong words of warning for Europe, but also a stress on mutual dependence. As a Dutchman at the head of the military alliance between the US, Canada and 30 European countries, Rutte has been central to calming transatlantic tensions since Trump's renewed threats to annex Greenland, a semi-autonomous territory of Denmark. Dubbed the Trump Whisperer, Rutte has been carefully cultivating his relationship with Trump before taking up the NATO job a month before the US president's re-election in 2024. His strategy has not been subtle. He's showered Trump with lavish praise and grabbed a lot of headlines after one interaction at a NATO meeting last year.
They've had a big fight, like two kids in a schoolyard. You know, they fight like hell. You can't stop them. Let them fight for about 2-3 minutes. Then it's easier to stop them.
And then daddy has to sometimes use strong language. Yeah.
Rutte's cozying up to Trump has raised some eyebrows on his home continent, but he's been largely credited for steering the transatlantic alliance back from the brink of collapse. After a meeting between the pair, Trump backtracked on threats to take Greenland by force and levy fresh tariffs against Europe.